I don't think the stimulus is ever coming back. The stimulus has stung a lot. Okay. The stimulus to you. The stimulus to you. Like.
Hey, everybody. I'm Elise Real.
And I'm Isha Bell.
And this is Full Time Black Women, a community for Black professional women to live, laugh, grow, and feel the soul.
So, what are we talking about today, Elise?
Today's topic is maximizing your tax return for a brighter future.
Ooh, because your future is bright, fellow full-time Black woman, and yes, your money got to be right, too. So that's why we're bringing this topic, because it's that time of the year that we about to get our taxes. My taxes. What I'm going to do? My taxes. What I'm going to do is get my tax return today. My taxes. But how can I maximize this, Elise and Isha Bell? Well, I forgot your second name. I'm sorry. You Elise Real.
Yeah.
And Isha Bell. I was like, I'm missing something, but I need to keep going with the rhythm. So, Elise Real.
It's all good. So, thank you for that musical intro. Mm. I know the listeners have missed it.
Yes.
So today we are delving into the topic of taxes. And doing the most, I know what to say, and doing the most with your taxes to significantly impact your future. So grab your favorite beverage. Get your little wine, your little tea. If you're trying to be healthy, get your H2O, your water. And sit back and relax, find a comfy spot, and let's talk about how you can turn that tax return into a powerful, powerful tool for building a brighter financial future.
Because you ain't gonna be brokeisha no more.
That part.
In 24. Brokeisha no more. In 24. I said brokeisha no more. In 24. Brokeisha no more. In 24, I said, Brokeisha no more. In 24, chop chop and screw that some more. That Keisha no more.
I said, Brokeisha. I'm so sorry. I can't. It was.
Everybody got a solo.
We went from like the 70s genre. To chop and screw
Houston.
With the baritone. I was like, who are these people? Who is showing up today? I ain't mad at it though. It sounded good.
Never know. But we can go ahead and get started with those
stats for that ass. Hey, stats for that ass.
We bringing you the facts with some stats for that ass. The average. Let me correct myself. Check this out, Elise.
Thank you. Hey.
Because she hurts me when I don't say that.
Whatever, when man. Don't put that out there like that.
I'm happy and I'm safe. You're right. I ran into the wall.
Whoa.
So then,
wait a minute. What we not going to do? First of all, audience, we in two different spaces. We in two different states.
You're right. She can't hurt me anymore.
Wow. We're not doing this. What you not gonna do?
At least, like, don't let me maximize my gas and confine you. Because I know where you live. Sorry, let me stop.
Please, all right, so people out here thinking they be like, it be the quiet ones. The quiet ones. Please, y'all, don't let her.
Gosh, I'm joking. Wink. So check this out, Elise. The average refund size is up by 4.3%. From $3,079 for the 2023's tax season through February 2024 to $3,213 for this season through February 2023.
Mm. But so February 23rd?
That probably is 23rd. No, you're right. 2023 is tax season through 2024. Anyway, the numbers don't increase and shit, right? So people get more money back. The average tax refund amount has grown 130% since the start of the 2024 tax season. The average tax refund for the week ending February 2nd was $1,395. Dang. According to the 2024 survey conducted by Go Banking Rates, most Americans plan to use their tax refund in a practical manner, saving it. Over 25% of respondents said that they plan to put their refund towards savings. And you better do it because the economy's going down. You better make sure you got something to fall back on. Ooh, sorry.
You rent. Yes. You are rent for this topic.
Yes, I am, because I don't want to be Bo'Keisha no more.
That part. Yes. That's exciting. All of that. All I heard was increase. And that's what I like to hear.
And I was like, is it because the taxes? But no, because Biden's administration passed that legislation. You notice your check is I'm sorry, I'm talking to the wrong person. Most people may have noticed that.
No, I've been paying attention now.
I'm talking to the rich auntie. She ain't noticed no difference. But at the end of 2023, there was a legislation passed that the taxes for the federal government had gone down. So you should have more money in your paycheck. I definitely noticed an increase of maybe like $20 every paycheck now. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to, you know, combat against inflation and give people more money in their actual take home pocket versus taking it themselves. So that makes sense that the refunds will be higher because they're trying to get people to do what? Spend. They're trying to get spend to help out with the inflation. And it ain't working. I'm glad most people are like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Don't you want? Nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and let these people know how. Go. Sorry.
Oh, no.
We will cut this out. No, no. Say what you need to say.
I will say I am excited. Nope. Forgot it. It's gone. All right. So.
Hashtag murder. My bad. I contributed to that.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. So let's get into it. Number one. Let's kind of understand our taxes a little bit. I am not an accountant or a personal, neither one of us are accountants. We are not personal financial advisors, or we don't have certifications yet. We'll say that. We might be doing some stuff. Who knows? But right now, this is just general information. So understanding your tax return. Before we get into all the strategies, let's just define what tax is and what a tax return is. And the tax return is essentially the money that you overpaid to the government throughout the year. And we get that back after filing your taxes, whatever system you may use. And after deductions and, you know, whether you gave to charity and all of these things. And if you had any, credits that you could get back, all of this money is lumped together and you'll receive it as your tax return. So that's brief overview.
Mm-hmm.
What a tax return is. It's just your money given back to you. And the potential of this lump sum is something that you should really think about. Like, I remember little Elise, whenever she got a tax return, was like, I'm going shopping. I'm going this place. I'm going that place.
Little Elise was right behind you like, girl, and I got a coupon. My homeboy Clarence going to hook me up. Clarence.
Say less, Clarence. Mm-hmm. But yes, like, little Elise, little Isha, we were spinning. We wasn't spending. We were spinning.
we were spinning.
So understand the potential of this lump sum of money. And I'm not saying that, you know, you can't, have a me day and spin it up every now and then. But know that money has a plan for it. Know that it has the potential to change the trajectory of your future in various ways, if you allow it, if you give it a purpose and a job to do so. So either you can have some instant gratification with this down payment on a car, like new clothes from Shein or wherever else, if you want to spend it at Target or whatever, that's up to you. But you could have long-lasting gratification if you put it towards something bigger and better. So just understand that that tax return has potential. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Okay, y'all. Like, damn, she stretched that 2 paragraphs. Ow, I don't expect to be shorter than that. But so, what else can you do to help maximize your tax return? As most people said, what they're going to be doing is saving it. And that is the main part of building an emergency fund. You know, one of the first steps in actually being able to secure your financial future is establishing a robust emergency fund. Like, consider allocating a portion of your tax return or the whole thing. You know, because you've been good without that money all year. What you need for now? You know, unless you really need it for something. But if not, don't be like Lil Lise and Lil Isha just buying stuff because popping tags and everything else. You know, like,
don't even pop the tags. Like, just be in the closet sometimes. I demand that. Like, I bought you last tax return and you still on the same broke down anger. Go ahead, right. I'm sorry.
Ooh, that sounds like you going through some of that. That sounds like you going through some of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But no, that's fine. You know, and consider allocating a portion of your tax return to kickstart or enhance this fund. I think that's one of the best things that you could do is actually save it, because you know life going to be what? Life is going to come around eventually. But like, I'm sorry, I was taking a nap. So the breaks, I'm about to, you got to Friday. Figure it out.
Right.
Because I'm going to just... Put some razzle dazzle in your life. You've been doing too good. Something got to jump up out of you. And it's going to be that money out the pockets. And you're going to go ahead and get the brakes fixed. So having a financial safety net provides peace of mind and protection against unexpected expenses. Mm-hmm. Some of the steps that can help you build your emergency fund is, first of all, figure out what your current emergency fund status is. Do you have an emergency fund? If you do, is it a big emergency fund or a little emergency fund? How much of your living expenses do you, I mean, how much money do you need to cover your living expenses on a monthly basis? You know, how would you feel comfortable? What amount would you need each month to make you feel comfortable if you weren't receiving a paycheck or whatever? And then do a direct portion of your tax return towards your emergency fund is the best way to build it and give yourself some sense of security. Because if we are working all year long, giving our money to the government to allow them to invest and make money off of the interest, and then they give it back to you, tax term. Don't give it right back to them and pay taxes. Don't. Hold on to it. Hold on. Change is coming. Unless you keep your dollars and your cents. I mean, if you keep your dollars and cents.
That part. Yep. So, the next way you can maximize your tax return is by paying down high interest debt. I stand for this. If you have debt, get rid of it.
And I'd be like, look, I'm going to build my emergency fund up first. I'm not worried about the debt. This debt, it's been there. It's probably tired of looking at me. I'm tired of looking at it. But this emergency fund about to be cute.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. No, I feel you. I have some emergency fund already, so that's why I am
rich auntie. Rich auntie.
That's why I am interested in paying down the debt. Because rich auntie was rich auntie over the summer last year. And so,
I was
definitely living my best life. Last year was the year of experiences, and I experienced the things. So, paying down high interest debt can be a significant burden relief, and it can also improve your financial health. So tackling it head on with your tax return, your tax return can save you money in the long run, because that interest adds up, boo. Mm-hmm. That when they say high interest, that is serious. Like they, like you pay more than you spent when you
basically have, when you have high interest, your interest be singing Afro Man song. I was going to clean my room. Yes. I was going to, like, your interest is beaming.
It's,
okay.
It's so high. It is ridiculous. So, yes, in the long run, that can free up your resources for more positive financial moves. And you can potentially pay more towards your emergency fund or whatever other funds you want to create. So different approaches for this is to identify the debts that have the highest interest rates. So this is going to take some time. You're going to have to look at your bills. You're going to have to look at your statements and see which ones have the highest interest. Which one do you want to tackle first? Which ones? Sometimes you could consider the snowball or avalanche methods based on your preference. Do you want to pay off the highest interest ones? Do you want to pay the ones that you have the
smallest balance?
Small, thank smallest you. Smallest to learning balance. I could not think of that word. Mm-hmm. Those words, they was not coming. The smallest balance. Figure out which works best for you, and also allocate a portion of your tax return to pay that down. Maybe you want to like put a little bit of aside and mm-hmm. put it towards your emergency fund, but mm-hmm. using the rest to pay down debt. So personally, that's what Rich Auntie Elise is going to be doing this time around, and putting some in emergency fund, but really getting on a good foot and paying down some debt so I can have a fresh, clean slate.
No, I think those are all excellent points, Elise. You know, because another thing that I feel like we don't look at, and this is something that I'm guilty of as well, because in my mind, I just graduated college. I'm young. I'm a kid. I don't even know how I got these kids, to tell you the truth. Because I was just out partying on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, too. So I'm confused as who taking care of them. But in my mind, that's who in my mind who I am. But no, I'm going to go to bed at 8 p.m. Like 9 p.m. It's like staying up late, huh? But investing in your retirement, it blows my mind to think about it, because I always feel like I'm so behind. But there are so many people who are retirement age that I know of who ain't got half as much as I got saved. And I'm like, what you been doing all your life? Why living? And I get it. I can see how that happens. Some people are just used to paycheck that they now think about the last few paychecks in life, you know, or how to take care of yourself. But investing in your retirement, your tax return can actually be a catalyst to secure your future self when you are no longer working and getting that continuing paycheck coming to you every 2 weeks or bonuses or whatever. You also might want to consider contributing to your retirement accounts, you know, taking advantage of the compound interest and giving yourself the time, give your money the time to grow. Some of the strategies that could be utilized when investing in your retirement are maximize your contributions to your employer-sponsored retirement plans, you know, your 401k. And I think some people call 403b if you're in education or something. Contribute to an individual retirement account or IRA for added flexibility. And then also explore some investment options that align with your long-term goals and also with your risk areas.
Baby.
So many people, don't just let the advisor do it. Mm-mm. Think about it. Do you want a medium risk portfolio? Do you want a high risk portfolio? Do you want a low risk portfolio? Figure out what works best for you, because it's pros and cons with all of them. But you also need to look at the time that you have until retirement age, how much you have already saved at this time. And also just think about not only you, but if you have people who are going to be if you have dependents, think about how that could impact them as well. Mm. But your tax refund, you go ahead and start that thing and then start building on it. Small increments every paycheck from there on. If you get a $3,000, I think the average was a $3,000 return, and you put 15 in the retirement,
and did whatever else you want to do with the other 15, at least you started with that 15. And then from there on, every paycheck, put $250 into these accounts. That can help you out tremendously 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the line. Ooh, 40 years down the line. Yeah, some people will be working for another 40 years.
You absolutely right.
She said they will.
Yep.
But I, Sam, said I'm a
Not I, said Sam.
Yeah. That just got you depressed. Think about how many you did. Your face like. Let me add this up in my head. I don't do math, M-A-P-H, in my head, but I'm going to try this because this is an even number.
Yeah. No, my little feelings was hurt. Like, dang, that is possible.
Right.
That is very possible. Nah. That hurts my heart. So, so when you consider the investing and also the building an emergency fund, also consider using high interest accounts, high interest saving accounts, high yield saving accounts. Mm-hmm. That's the word. If you haven't already, there's a bunch of different ones. Do your research, but consider those. They are viable options, and it's a lot better to see more growth than like 2 cents.
That should be depressing. You want me to have $10,000 in here, and if I take out $10,000, you're going to charge me $500 a month fee. But you gonna give me $2?
That part.
$2 of interest. Be like, there you go. Don't spend it all in one place. Hold on, man. Exactly. God, hold on, man. Don't be doing me like that. Like, nah.
Like it's an old grandpa. I know I gave you a lot right there, but just
open your hand. Open your hand. Close your head. Close your hand. Don't look at me. Don't make eye contact. I don't want anybody knowing that. Give you nothing.
Yeah, girl, yes. So, yeah, that's a little extra tidbit in there. Just consider a high-yield savings account. So, more strategies for maximizing your tax return would be to invest in yourself. Invest in education and skill development, not just clothes and shoes and purses. Invest in education and self-development. That's one of the most powerful ways to secure your future, investing in yourself, whether that is certifications, whether that's new classes, whether that is self-development, whether it's getting your master's or a PhD, whatever the case may be, invest in you, because you can use that later or right now, whatever the case may be, for your entrepreneurship, for your career goals, just for better living within yourself. Suppose you take nutrition classes and that helps you eat better and live better, and you help your family eat better and live better, and all y'all live until 152. Who knows?
Oh, that's all a tax return?
I'm just saying. Look,
day 8. Get it? Pun intended.
That was cute. So use a portion of your tax return to invest in these life-changing skills of education and development for those purposes, to better yourself. So enroll in a course or a workshop related to your field. Maybe you want to add project management to your list of your resume. Maybe you want to invest in professional certifications. Suppose you want to get your financial advisory certification or something, or whatever the case may be. Maybe you want to learn a new computer language because data and analysis is huge. Or perhaps you want to get into AI generation, AI art, AI, any and everything at this point. And that will enhance maybe some of your entrepreneurship goals or just make your life a little bit easier. Maybe you want to chat GPT your to-do list or something. I don't know. But consider the investment in your future and how that could be something that might be instant gratification. Because I know I feel excited when I get into a new class and I get to learn something new.
I do. I get too. to buy a new notebook, new set of pens, highlighters, be in there like ninth grade.
Yes.
Be like, but okay, but be the one asking questions. I'm like, God, this is why I don't like them old people to come back and try to learn stuff, because they be holding us in. I got stuff to do. Yeah. You ain't got nothing. Why you drinking coffee?
You gotta be all interested in the class. I'm just in here. Okay. I just was trying to get through. You always want to ask some questions and stuff. Right. This is something to learn.
This is called office hours, bitch. Don't be making that sauce to here. That used to be me, but now I am the problem when I do that. But I used to be like, okay, just you married with 2.5 kids and a picket fence. Right. Don't mean the rest of us got time. We know you don't want to go home to your husband, honey. But I got a party to be at, dollar shots, and then 45 minutes, dressed. And you messing me up, okay?
Yeah, I got a pregame. Ain't nobody got time for this.
Right? God. I'm about to walk out because she has another. Man, I'm going.
Class was over 10 minutes ago. This is you.
I'll meet y'all later. Call me. All right. Fuck this shit.
Right.
I was telling you, I was a bit. I mean, it's not a surprise that I was that type of student.
No, it is. It is because you have a thirst to learn. So I am.
Until I'm done. And you still want to keep going on. Oh, I'm sorry. I turned my brain off 10 minutes ago. Am I still here? Why?
That is facts, though. You do have a timer. You do have a timer.
And when it's out, it's like.
And powering down.
I mean, like them damn animatronics at Chuck E. Cheese. When my brain turned off, the eyes go blink, blink, blink. My head just slump on down, the back all straight. Stop talking to me.
And I get it.
No, there is one YouTuber that I follow, and she was speaking about how she took not her tax return, but the stimulus checks that happened a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned it into almost $1 million business. Just from that, girl, I'm trying to think, what did I do with that stimulus check? She took her stimulus check and started a business. And in 4 years or four years, she grew it to almost $1 million.
That's amazing.
Where did my stimulus check go? I don't know how I get it back. But I don't want to make that mistake again. And that's why with tax returns, because I don't think the stimulus is ever coming back. The stimulus has stimulated. Okay. They stimulated to you. They stimulated to you. Like, they gone. They come back. They come back. I promise you they come back. Right. Mm-mm. So being better with the tax return cut, when do we ever get large lump sums of money regularly? The tax return is your opportunity to actually turn a page for you and your family, your future. But it's all about whether we're going to be like little Lisa Real and little Ishmael running to the mall just to grab stuff, or actually creating something that's intangible, which is financial freedom. So
that sounds so much better.
It does.
Financial freedom.
Now that we're older but younger, I'm like, bitch, I'm getting more money for it. I'm a kid. Let me enjoy myself. You know, like.
Exactly.
What you talk about?
I want to have fun now. Save to my future.
Yeah. Girl, I'm going to be like 80 then. Like, anybody think about 40?
No.
That's forever away. I have time. So, how much are these, Melissa's? So, yeah. Age is like a bug.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know this conclusion. I did not go through that. Feel free to use what you want. Everything else.
Okay. So, are we getting hashtag cash rush?
Hashtag cash rush? No. We could just talk to each other and ask each other what we plan on doing our tax return.
Okay. So, let's get a little hashtag cash rush. For those that don't know, hashtag Casper is where we get a little deeper, a little bit more transparent into the topic at hand. So, Isha, what do you plan to do with your tax return now that we've gone through these strategies?
Exactly that. Nothing. Because I ain't got a return in years. And if you know what, but if I, that's what I'm going to do.
Girl, I thought the thing had muted. I thought it was.
Let me get my Viola Davis on.
Oh my gosh. No.
I have not received a tax return. If I had a tax return, at least, I would do all of these because it just seems so much fun to be able to plan for the future.
Yes.
When you get your old money back from the government.
Yes. Yes.
Government.
Yes.
So, I mean, one day it's going to happen, but right now I'm living through y'all, full-time black women. Please. Aww. Please go ahead and let us know what you plan on doing by following us on Instagram and Facebook at Full Time Black Woman and on Twitter at FT Black Woman. Let us know if you have any questions concerning or comments concerning the topic today. Go ahead and send us an email, fulltimeblackwoman@gmail.com. That is fulltimeblackwoman@gmail.com. All right, Elise. So hashtag Casperish. Go ahead and round us out. What do you plan on doing? Any of the steps that we, I mean, advice that we provided with our listeners concerning your upcoming tax return?
So, yes, I plan to contribute to my emergency fund. Definitely, like I said before, paying down some debt. I don't know if this go around will be an investment towards retirement. We shall see. But
look at steady put it off. Steady put it up. I mean, I'm still here.
I probably will. But it's some things that I want to invest into my pay myself first. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to, and I know investing in your retirement is paying yourself first. It's paying your future self. Mm-hmm. But yep. All right. So y'all hear the mechanics and the wheels turning. So yes, I'm gonna invest in my retirement. That's what's happening. And investing in some education for furthering and bettering myself. So yeah, that's the plan. I'm gonna do all the things. The biggest would be emergency fund and debt though. Those all of these are important. Girl, I don't know. I'm gonna do all of them.
See, and that's why it is very confusing to people because there are so many options. Money is so fluid. You don't really know if the decision that you're making is the best one for you. So it's kind of like small steps.
Yes.
Think about it. Plan it out before it even touches your hand. So by the time it comes, you going here, you going there. But also emotions will be intact. I mean, be in there too. So. Mm-hmm. Whatever you guys decide, it's your money. We don't be caring. We just want to help y'all as much as possible, just like y'all helping us too.
That part. This is a community, and that's what we are here.
Yeah.
Or so there you have it. That is the topic. That is what we have to share with you today for the amazing listeners, because each one of you is a bright, sunshiny part of this community. So we thank you. We hope that these tips helped you. And just remember, as Aisha said, like, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do. If you want to spend it, go ahead and spend it. If you want to save it, go ahead and save it. It's all up to you. And hopefully it is for your betterment in any way. So with that, if you found the episode valuable, please continue to communicate with us. Subscribe if you ain't subscribed, and follow if you haven't followed. Join us on the socials, whatever the case may be. And with that, that brings us to the end of the episode. Remember, we are here for you. Hey, I ain't know what to say. I got lost in the sauce. So. That brings us to the end of another episode. We hope you had a fantastic time. And remember, we are here for you full time from coffee to wine.
And play your power perfectly.
Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. Full Time Black Woman is created, recorded, and produced by Elise Real and Aisha Bell. For more opportunities to live, laugh, grow, and fill the soul, be sure to like, review, comment, and subscribe to Full Time Black Woman wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Help us build this community by sharing with other full-time Black women like yourself. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Full Time Black Woman and on Twitter at FT Black Woman.